On the topic of tonight's shiur, we're going to discuss whom exactly can be mitzaref to make up a minyan. Predominantly, most of the time, the shayla of a minyan, needing 10 Jews, is usually relevant for davening. There are other places where you need to have a minyan. Al chasana you have to have, and there's a minyan for Sheva Bracha, there's a minyan for Zimun. We're going to discuss predominantly the shayla of a minyan with regard to davening. I daven every morning at a minyan where we have it exactly 10. So for me, this is a very relevant shayla. And those minyanim, they have a lot of people, so usually these shaylas don't come up. But for definitely smaller communities or unique situations, these shaylas do come up to exactly who can be mitzaref for the minyan. I'm going to discuss tonight, I hope to get to this four, in my opinion, there's four major categories of people to discuss. Category number one are children, which we'll talk about. Category number two is women, which is going to be a pretty quick, short conversation, because we'll see there's not too much literature. Category number three, which happens in my minyan, is someone who's sleeping. Very often, if you daven at a minyan, this happens in my minyan quite often, where someone falls asleep. So what do you do with a sleeping person? And lastly, it's not a problem in my minyan, but some of the other out-of-town communities, when you have people that are not completely religious. How religious, or how much Torah knowledge, or how much of Judaism must a person observe in order for him to be mitzvah for the minyan? So that's the major categories that I'd like to get to this evening. We'll see how much of it we get to, but many of what we will discuss will be very relevant halacha l'maisa. Where do we know the whole concept of a minyan, the significance of 10 Jewish men? So the truth is, it's really a Mishnah Megillah. Same Mishnah Megillah tells us, you can't go up to the table, which you need to daven. You're not allowed to dochin. You're not allowed to have kriyas haTorah. You can't have haftorah. There's a whole list of things that the Mishnah says a Megillah needs a minyan in order to do all these things. So the Gemara asks, and same Gemara is found in Brachas as well, how do you know that you need a minyan? Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that you have to have 10 Jewish men to do these procedures? So the Gemara says the pasuk, you will make holy amongst my people. So this is what we know. This is the terminology that we're familiar with. That something's called a dovish abikdusha, something of holiness. It requires a minyan. So it's learned from the pasuk. It says v'nikdashti, and you will be makdish amongst my people. So anything that's deemed a dovish abikdusha needs to have a minyan. So the Gemara says my mashma. How do you know you need to have a minyan? The Tanya Rebchia Asiyat Toich Toich. We learn Gzereshava the word Toich Toich because it says in the pasuk v'nikdashti b'soich. And I will make holy amongst the people. Ksiv hachav nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. V'ksiv hasim says over there, where's over there? By the parasha of the Meraglim. It says over there, he bodlu mitoicho eda. Separate from this congregation. V'as ye eda eda. We learn in Yerushal, v'eda eda. Ksiv hasim ad mosel eda harazois. After how much longer are you going to be part of this bad nation, this bad group? Mal alon asara. How many people were in this bad group? There was only 10. Why were there only 10? Because it started off at 12. Yeshua and Kalev are not part of the group, so you left with 10. There's always a joke, everyone says, good thing the Meraglim were only 10. Can you imagine if you had to get 15 people for a minyan at 13? It'd be very hard. So Baruch Hashem, the Meraglim were only 10. Yeshua and Kalev are subtracted. So we learn from there that you have to have a minyan of 10. Rashi explains over here in number 2, Eda. Eim chusa me'asara. No Eda is less than 10. Shenemer ad mosei le'eda hara. Zois. HaKadosh Baruch is referring to the Meraglim and he calls them an Eda. Who was in the Eda? It was Yotzu Yeshua the Kalev. You have 12. We start off with 12 Meraglim. The Pasuk tells us in Parashat Shlach. We know Yeshua and Kalev are not the bad guys. So we're left with 10. So now we know from Gzeres Shava, from the story of the Meraglim, Eda Eda, we now know that every Dovish of Kedusha needs to have at least 10 people. Now, is this idea of Dovish of Kedusha needing a minyan a din d'oraisa, or is it a din d'rabban? So on one hand you say, oh, it's learned from Psukim. Now, it's not directly learned from Sukkim, it's learned from Yud Gimel Midas, Kseri Shava. So the Ran Sheet, the Maseches Megillah, number 3, writes, Umiyu animili kulu asmachta de rabbananenu. Says the Ran, the whole concept of tvil, of a minyan, what we call today tvila betzibur, or a minyan, that's only the rabbanan. Why? They say the tvila gufa de rabbanan. Because the Ran is of the opinion, like many Rishayim, that the whole davening is only the rabbanan. So if the whole davening is only the rabbanan, it's very hard to believe you need to have 10 people to do something which midaraisa doesn't exist. If midaraisa davening, if davening is deraisa, so then we could debate, is minyan also deraisa? But the Ran sheet is, and this is where the Mishnah Berurah passes la halacha, that the whole shayla of minyan is only didra d'rabban. Why does it make a difference? Because if you look at them before, the Ramah writes the following. The main area in Shochnach that discusses davening is Simin Nunhei. So there in Simin Nunhei, the Ramah writes, he's talking about over here, Simone Gadlus. How do you know if someone's a Gadol? Says the Ramah, Miyu Eimidaktikim Besaris. You don't have to check to see whether or not he has two Cyrus. El kol shegil chalal shnoisav. Once he's 13, machzakin and oisik yegadol. We assume he's a gadol. Va'imim linyan zem estam hevish tei Cyrus. We assume he brought his Cyrus, even though you don't take the bar mitzvah boy and investigate to see if he taka hashtei Cyrus, which is really the only way he really becomes on a deraisa level an adult. So to Ramah, we don't do it. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll tell you why. That's because the whole idea of davening is only the Rabbanon. So if davening is the Rabbanon, the requirement of a minion is also only the Rabbanon. Oh, the Rabbanon! We know Chazaka the Rabba. Rabba says there's a Chazaka by anything the Rabbanon. We assume that a 13-year-old boy has day service. Aye, what happens if you hold davening as deraisa? Which there is such an eshit in Rishonim. Zok to Mishteburu v'afilu das apoyskim betfilu hi deraisa. And even if you want to hold that davening as deraisa, I'll call upon him asara tziruf asara lav deraisa hu. For sure, the concept of minyan, that is not deraisa. Al kain, therefore, rules of Mishteburu samchinan al zeh. That's why the Ramah holds you can use chazaka. Kivin shabal lechal shanoisav mistam hevi beisiris. The roiv anoshim kivin shegil lechal shanim mistam hevi alsiris. Aval inyan shaychi yuvah deraisa ain amoyel. But this would not necessarily help for other things of deraisa. We had a shiur probably maybe already a year ago where we dealt with the rules of zimun leading to zimun, and there was a big machloikis whether or not zimun is deraisa derabbanan. We mentioned that it ended up being a machloikis in the Kanievsky family between the Kanievskis and the Lyashevs, what to do. So if you hold Zeman as deraisa, because the Chazanish was of the opinion that Zeman is deraisa. So therefore the Chazanish Bedavka, I think, goes that way. I forgot which way already now, between the Chazanish and the Lyashev, to whether or not they'd let the Bar Mitzvah boy lead the Zeman. If you hold, so how can you let the Bar Mitzvah boy lead the Zeman? Because we have no Shtei Cyrus. So if you hold Zeman as deraisa, so the Bar Mitzvah boy can't lead the Zeman. If you hold Zeman as derabbanan, so you could do the same thing the Rambam writes by davening. So that was a machloikis between Rabbi Yashiv and I think the Chazanish about this Shaila. But Zogti Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to the derabbanans, no question. The kid hits 13, that's good enough for us. So the Mishnah Berurah is ruling like the Ran, that since the whole idea of Tfilah, the whole musig of Tfilah B'tzibur, or minion, is only derabbanan, so you can be makel derabbanan and be semich on Shonim, 13 years, although he doesn't have base types. This whole concept that we know today of a minion, let's say, for example, we would daven with 10 Jews, or anything that needs a minion, and you don't have a minion, what happens? Does that mean it doesn't count? Or it just means that you missed an element of something, of what you could have had? So there's a very interesting tshuva in the Noidi B'Yehuda. The Noidi B'Yehuda is discussing a case about a Masada Kedushin who botched up. Says the Noidi B'Yehuda, number 6, Val Dvar HaMesad HaKedushin U'Berich Bechaz Erisin U'Berich Asum B'li Asar. This guy made a rookie mistake, this Masad HaKedushin. He was leading the Chasana, and he forgot that you need to have 10 people. Bechaz Erisin, Bechaz Asun. So he didn't realize you need to have 10. This was, you know, today this would never happen. We have thousands of people in Chasanas, right? You forget 10 people. But when you used to have small little Chasanas in the backyard, so sometimes there wasn't 10 people there. So the question was over here, these Brachas Erisin need 10. They're deen b'dovah shebikdusha. They need to have a minion. They're not deen b'shebikdusha, but they need a minion. So the shayla to the Noid B'Yehuda was, what happens now? He didn't have 10. So you're telling me now it's like kala b'lay brachas, asul l'bay l'kanido? Well, what's the status now? So the Noid B'Yehuda has a gevaldik chiddush. He writes, he says, b'vade hejit kazeh oven p'lili hu she'ila esik b'tiv kedushin. Says the Noid B'Yehuda, this guy had no business being a masad kedushin. He obviously doesn't know anything. This is, you know, see the Kedusha 101. Avalim kol zeh, Kedusha v'achupa gomru kinyonim. Says, you're right, but everything still goes as planned. The Kedusha is fine, the Nesuvim is fine, everything is fine. Aye, what happened to the idea you need to have brachas with 10 and you don't have 10? Says the Yehuda, no. Mikol mokim nirin v'his daiti avshal ha-rajba brachas ma'akevis. Even if you hold that those were showing that the brachas ma'akev and it's boil kinida, kalabloi bracha, Mikol mokim kanshik v'abeirach, you have brachas. When it says bloy brachas, means there was no brachas at all. Zog to the Yehuda, you have the brachas. Ela shalai ha-yisham asara ze'enei ma'akev. Not having 10 people at the Berachas Erisin is not ma'akev. U'b'diyevet also ha-brach after the asara. It works. So the Reb Yehuda is being mechadish over here that although certain things need 10, that doesn't mean that without 10 the brachas don't count. We would have assumed that without 10, you know, it doesn't count. So up to the Yehuda, it's not true. That this whole thing of 10 is lechatchila. But you still have what you did still counts. How does the Nadi Yehuda get this chiddush? He says, I'll prove it to you. V'ray le'dover. He says, because the whole mikar of needing 10 is a Mishnah Megillah. And he says there's a chiddush from Yerushalmi, which those people who daven with minyan mitzutzamim know this halacha very well, that if you start something with the minyan, you can finish whatever you started with the minyan. I attempted to get to this tonight also, I don't think we will get to it, but there's such a halacha, let's say for example, you start Chazar Shashatz, and halfway through the Chazar Shashatz, number 10 decides to leave. Whatever the reason is, now the Ramah writes to Shulchan Aruch, he has no right to leave, and it's really, really bad if he does leave and he gets in big trouble. But let's say it's an emergency. Tzal member, he runs out. Now there's 9 left. So the halach is, based on Yerushalmi, you finish whatever you started. Whatever that means is complicated, but let's just say for argument's sake, it's Chazar Shashatz. So how does that work? What type of trick is this? Since you started Behet, you can finish. You don't have a minion. How does it work? Says the Noidi Behuda, oh, I see from there. If you tell me now, that when you don't have 10, you can't daven. So, how can you finish? How could the Yerushalmi tell you finish the second half of Chazar Shashatz, all brachas levatalis, because you don't have a minion there. So, Bishlom and Bidyevit also, if you tell me that Bidyevit works, and then I understand Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is saying that since Bidyevit works anyway, so no, since you started, finish it. So, in Yehuda's Machriya, a major chiddush l'halacha, that this whole thing of minyan, or the whole thing of 10, is only really a l'chadchila thing. Bidyevit, everything still works without it, which means if I daven in a shul with only 9 people, it's l'chadchila problem. But whatever you need, let's say, for example, Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah needs 10. Let's say Bidyevit, I read Kriyas HaTorah with 9. So I said, really, you're into Kriyas HaTorah. You didn't get it, l'malusoy. You didn't get Kriyas HaTorah the preferred way. But you get a check for Kriyas HaTorah. Which means, back to the shayla we spoke about many times in other shiurim here, if you hold Kriyas HaTorah would be a chayvus yachid, you were yaitza. You were yaitza Kriyas HaTorah. The fact that you didn't have 10 is not megareya from the fact that you didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah and you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah.
You can't start with 9.
But according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is a very, very big chiddush. He thinks most of us assume that if something needs 10, let's say for example, Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas needs 10. So most of us would assume if you did Sheva Brachas with 9, everything you said was a Brachas Vatollah and it's no good. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true. Everything does count. Somewhat counts. Now, you don't get it the best way, because the best way is with 10, but this is the chiddush of the Rabbi Yehuda. Right, he seems to be saying that all these things, all these brachas are only lechatchila with 10, but they're still brachas. So as long as you recited them, they're good. Now, what's his raya? Again, his raya is from this Yerushalmi. The fact that b'diavad I can finish what I started must be a raya of the whole thing's only lechatchila. Says Rav Shmuel Vazda, not so fast. Says Rav Shmuel Vazda, I have a different way of looking at it. If you look at number 7, he writes, Ulam b'makam achesham danti lefi rabbeinu anoydi b'yehuda. Says Rav Shmuel Vazda, no, I don't think it's so mochach from that Yerushalmi that the Noidim Yehuda's Lomdus is correct. He says, why? The Pirish HaLoch Shagayim Epochus Miyud Einim Shum Dibidi Ever HaNigam Epochus. The Noidim Yehuda ran with this Yerushalmi and said, oh, you see from the Yerushalmi that you're Yotzi with less than 10, and that's why B'diavad you can finish. Says the Shmuel Voz that that's not the Pshat. Ela Hatamu Kivin She'isa Shchinte Kvar Ba'asar Shai B'tchilas HaTvila V'ayinu B'china Shchina Shal HaSar Ekein Shuv Ein Silk HaShchina Shigmu Dova Shebegdush HaShchil. Says the Shmuel Voz that no, it's a different Lomdus. The Lomdus is the Shchina comes down, it's in the room, and the Shchina stays until you finish whatever you were doing. Again, whatever exactly this means, I don't know. But if Shmuel Vazda says, no, you don't make the conclusion of Nanei Deb Yehuda from Yerushalmi, conclude the other way. The way you're supposed to look at it is, when you start with 10, and you have what you're supposed to, the Shechina comes down and joins you. Then the Shechina doesn't leave just because one guy leaves. The Shechina leaves when you finish the section that you started. So therefore, says Shmuel Vazda, I disagree with the Raya that the Nanei Deb Yehuda brings, and therefore he disagrees with the Nanei Deb Yehuda. So therefore we have two different Mahalchim that I had to understand this very, but Emes is a troubling Yerushalmi. If you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. I started with 10 so I can finish with 10. Well, what does that mean? If every word you're saying needs 10, so what's up, Shad? So according to the Nei Yehuda, it's a Raya, you don't really, really need 10. While according to Shmuel Vazda, no, it's a totally no Shaykhis Raya. The Raya is that the Shechina comes down, and once it comes, it stays, and only leaves once you finish the main thing that you were discussing. So that's an interesting Machlokes Achronim.
You talk about several prophets, or even more so, maybe Torah, I don't know, leaning is the Raya. Let's say after Shlishi, you lost your minion. Can you continue with the rest of the
leaders? Right, so that's a question. We're going to have that again. That's where it gets broken down. Kriyas HaTorah might be different than regular tefillah, which we're supposed to talk about at some point, though. It might have different rules. So we're going to have to see each thing is going to, let's say, Birchas Kohanim. a nois and kapei and pachas masar. Let's say middle dochening someone leaves. So there again, so there's a bir halacha that writes that dochening is not al dovish b'kedusha. It's from other sukkim that we. But emes, this mishnah is a very hard mishnah to learn because the mishnah lumped a bunch of things together with the same outcome and not necessarily all for the same reasons. There's a machlokes with shayin, but the gemara asks minan immediately, what's it going back on? Is it going back on everything in the mishnah, only specific things? So for tonight's shiur, we're going to really predominantly focus on tefillah, a little bit kriyas haTorah, but everything might be different to know again the noy dibihuda. Compared Birchas Erusin to Tefillah. So he kind of opened up the floodgates for comparison. But there might be differences between each and every specific thing that needs ten, and might not always be for Davish Medusha. The most clearest distinction we'll see tonight is Zimun. Zimun is one of those things that we that need ten, yet we'll see in both the Mechab and the Ramah, Zimun does not follow the same rules as Tefillah, as we'll see in a few minutes. So I'll have to try to keep an open mind. For tonight, I'm predominantly discussing Tefillah, a little bit about Kriyas HaTorah. What do you mean?
8, 7, 6.
According to who?
When you say you could continue and finish, let's say.
I think so. Again, I'm not sure. I didn't see anyone that says otherwise, but I'm not sure. I don't see why it should make a difference. Once you don't have 10, I'm not sure what you're left with. You know, there's no more chashivas to 9. Oh, I shouldn't say that. We'll see, there might be a certain chashivas to other things like that. So let's talk. Yeah.
By saying you have to stop, then the prior brachos are by definition.
Right, but if there's a din that you can only say these if you have 10 people, so what gives you the right to continue? You know, if the minyan is what allows you to do the tefillah, so if you don't have the minyan, you can't have the tefillah. So what's going to be with it? So you'll have like, you know.
When you can't differentiate brachos, like if it's a separate bracha, you said one bracha, you didn't take
the. Right, so why don't you stop after each bracha? I mean, the guy walked out in the middle of Rafainu, so stop at Rafainu, and you know, that's it. Yeah, you know.
No, but then you're in the middle of Chazar Shashat. Right,
but if you learn that you could only say Chazar Shashats with the minions, I just don't see how you can justify continuing.
I understand that.
So,
I want to say that it's different, that that's a unique case vis-a-vis other self-contained.
Okay. We're going to see later on that Chazar Shashatz is always more complicated because you always have a brachal batal issue. I mean, let's say Kaddish. Let's say you say Kaddish with 8 people. So what did you really say so bad? You didn't say anything bad. You said Hashem's name in a declaration of praise, which is fine. Maybe there's a din, and you need a minion. But when you're making brachas, you're saying Shem Hashem, that's when it's going to get a little bit more complicated. So let's talk about the easiest part of the discussion. What about women? Right? Can women make the minion? So Shulchan Aruch writes pretty clearly, so he's talking about Kaddish. That Kaddish Mishabu speaks out is one of those things that a Dovish Abigdusha, although it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, but Kaddish is one of those things that everyone knows to say Kaddish, you need a min. So the Mechaber, you gotta have 10 men. B'nei Chayin, they have to be free. G'doylim, adults. Sheviu, Shtei Cyrus. That they brought 2 Cyrus. That's what we saw earlier. They have to really be Shtei Cyrus. Can we assume Shtei Cyrus? V'adim, the Kedusha. Kedusha is also one of the big Dvarim Shabikdusha. We know that you need 10. Ul Baruchu, She'ein Emar Nepachas Miasar. So you have Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruchu, all what we call today Dvarim Shabikdusha. They all need a minion of 10. So I'd even put it on the paper, maybe I should have. Mr. Bruce speaks out, what's the Zecharim in the Mechaber coming to exclude? So it's coming to exclude women. Women can't be the minion. However, I did find 2 later Achreinim, the Minchas Yitzchak and the Menashe Klein, or later Achreinim, they both ask the same type of shayla. They want to know, Minchas Yitzchak asks the following shayla. Immutu l'noshim ha'yibisulis l'asis l'atzva minyan. Forget a lady join a man's minyan. They want to make their own minyan. V'loimer kaddish u'baruch u'kriyas haTorah. A woman's minyan. Can they do all those dvarim shebikdushas with 10 women together? Let's say they're going to have a Tehillim gathering, so they're going to say Tehillim in school and amongst all the girls. They want to say Hashem Hashem afterwards. Are they allowed to do so? So the question over here wasn't necessarily women joining a men's minion, it was women having their own minion. Now, just to chazer a little bit, in Hilchas Zimun, That's Takad Halacha Pashtas. That three girls sit together, they should bench Zimun. And as we mentioned again, it's Kedar Chazer. When three men and two ladies sit together, they also have to bench Zimun. This is something people don't know. When people at the Shabbos table, women think that they're exempt from Zimun. It's completely not true. If you have three men and a lady, you have your family sitting down to a Shabbos meal. So you have, everyone thinks all the women bench earlier before the men. It's completely not correct. Now, Mikra, then three girls sitting together should also bench. I don't think they do that in most of the girls' schools. Maybe some seminaries, I don't know. But that's the halach. What about for davening? So let's say a group of 10 girls want to get together, make a minyan, with the Chris Atur and the whole shebang, are they allowed to do so? Says the Menachas Yitzchak, he lo yadati ma'asafik b'zeh. He doesn't even hear the shayla. His wife, chazi ma'oma devar. He goes, well, did you ever hear such a thing? So again, Menachas Yitzchak was nifted in the late 1980s. But I don't know, apparently back then he never heard of such a thing of women having their own minyan. He says, V'chol lefi halacha psukah b'shulchan arech. It says it's brought down on Shulchan Aruch. V'chol davar shebikdusha tishadach minyan, tzvichol yos yud zecharim. The Shulchan Aruch says, you have to have zecharim, you have to have men. V'ein eved v'isham mitztarfin. There's nothing to talk about. So Melchizedek thinks it's not even a shayla. Women cannot make their own minyan. Ibn Asher Klein spends a little bit more time discussing this. And he says, "V'hine nirim mefurish the lechadav shebikdusha shimuta loyma loye pachas me'asara." He says, "One second, let's go back to the source. Where do we learn that minyan from?" He says, "V'gamrina luhu me'eda eda the miraglim v'hasam the miraglim asara zecharim gedaylim ave." He says, "Go back to the source. If the source of minyan, you know, you got to be careful. This is the source of miraglim, we're also troublemakers. So you can only hire, you know, can only have a minyan of troublemakers at your minyan. Right? We're not going to say that, right?" No shortage of those, right? So says Rabbi Asher Klein, he thinks that you have to look at the one element of the group, which was that they were male and above the age of 13. So therefore, here also. Then he says, and he sheds a little bit of light, but it's not really so poshut. There is one Sadim Rishonim, believe it or not, that if you have 9 men, one lady can make a minyan. There's such a Sadim like that in Rishonim. He writes, V'lo ne'el ma'mi menu devya ha-mordechai b'shem ha-bein ha-simcha. So let's not forget that there is a Shitas Rishonim. There's a Mordechai in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha. The Eved V'Isha Mitztarf from the Tefillah of Berachas HaMazon. Hitaka could have 9 men and one lady could have a minion. B'makim Shiyesh Tisha Zechar. B'Isha Beinu Tam, the Pasuk Yishuv and Levi, B'Eved Echa Mitztarf. There's a Gemara in Brachas, which we spoke about heavily when we learned the Sugi of Zimun. Daf Mem Zayin and Mabeis going on to Memches or in Brachas, where the Gemara is it said that you can have an Eved can be Mitztarf. So therefore, on that Shtikul Gemara, Rabbi Simcha writes, if an Eved can be mitzdarif, so can an Isha. Who had an Isha, the B'chol Makim Isha, Shavala Eved, the Dina Meilu. Says Menashe Klein, don't go crazy. Alva Karkasa, Vebes Yeser, B'shochan Arach, B'simen Nun Hei, the Kivin, Rabbi Natan, Ba'atzmi, Le Rotsa La'asais Maisa. Rabbi Natan himself wouldn't sign off on such a thing to use one lady and 9 men. So me, Yaakov, Adover, who's gonna have the plates to be semich on this one that Shitas Rishonim to have 9 men and 1 lady? V'cheinagu kol oilam shloy letzarif isha klal. No one ever, you never hear such a thing that the mitzarif to isha. He says, v'hine kolza letzarif isha la'sara. That would only be to have one lady join 9. Avol ba'asara nashim la'atzmah zirah menashe klein. But to have minyan just of women, that's ketrei domi then you dover shabay asara. That doesn't count. Therefore, he assumes for dover pashit, women can't make their own minyan. They, halach l'maisa, it seems like they don't even mitzarif the minyan, although there is such a shita as we're showing. We spoke about this. I think we discussed this. I got a chaz yishum. I think we discussed this. I think we said there might be possibilities for such a thing. Yeah, they said they shouldn't, but I think we saw that there was plenty of achrayim. If I'm not mistaken, the achrayim said that they could in such a case. So, because he performs the same thing as Rav Menashe Klein. He goes to the same shot. All right, what about that sheet is rishayim? So he comes to the same conclusion as Rav Menashe Klein. So the assumption is women are not going to be able to be with staff lemin. It's based on the Gemara, because the Gemara says that when you have 9 and an Eved, you can be mitzarif.
9 and Isha?
So the Gemara says Eved. So this Risha owns. Now we're going to see in a few minutes, we're going to see 9 and a Katan is going to be the same Shail, which we'll get to in a second.
Yeah. Just clarify. Did you say if you have 2 men and a woman there, you can do a Zimah?
No, we're talking about if you have 3 ladies and 1 man, and they have amongst themselves, and you're there also. So there are those achrin, if I'm not mistaken, the whole you should answer, you could answer, or you answer something different. I forgot exactly how it goes already, but that you could be mitzarif possible to that zimun. Now, there's a Mishnah Berurah over here, that just, there's one small subcategory of groups of people which we shouldn't know of, but an oinin. We know that there's a concept called aninus, person lost a relative that is mechayiv, that is chayiv to do kfuran, and chayiv to do shavon, so there's something called aninus, that's a time when he's not mechayiv in mitzvahs, asay, positive mitzvahs, still bound by lois asay. So an interesting And sometimes it does come up when you're done with small groups of people. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here that an oinin is not mitzaref l'minyan. So let's say, for example, people are, you know, getting together plans for the kvura, and they decided, you know, there are a bunch of people in the house and everyone's talking about the plan. Someone's like, okay, let's daven. So if all the people in the house are aninim, they're not mitzaref l'minyan. You have to take outside people that are not an oinin. However, the Mishnah Berurah does paskin an avel. Once the Avelis actually starts, he is mitzaref l'min. So an oine not, but an oval yes. The Gesher Chaim, Remichal Chukachinsky, writes in his Sefer, he says, but even an oine, he writes, v'chein mekilim pol avelim loy mekadish gam kodem akvura. There, they say kadish even before the kvura. In America, I think most of the times they don't say the kadish till after the kvura. So then the aninus ends, and now they start the Avelis. But says Remichal Chukachinsky, even if you'd be saying the kadish prior to the kvura, where you're technically still an oinein, he thinks they could still be mitzarif the oinein at that point. He writes, since he's saying the kaddish, umatim lafila hasbid bedrusha kinogates al svadim, umakim shanagim shamakadish, mitzarif the minion asari, he can be mitzarif to the minion to say kaddish. Again, here in America, most of the time the kaddish is only after the kvura, and therefore it's not so relevant. So let's talk about children. Can children be mitzaref l'minyan? So we're going to see, I photocopied some lengthy tshuvas from various achrayim over different times in history throughout the last 150, 200 years in different parts of the world as well to see what different interesting shailas come up over time to when you would be short on a minyan where you would need a katan to be mitzaref. So the Shulchan Aruch writes the following, number 13. Yesh matir. There are those that permit. Loima davish avikdusha betisha. To say a davish avikdusha, which the Shulchan Aruch told us earlier, is kaddish, kdusha, baruchu, betziruf, katan, 9 men and 1 child. Shu yaitzmi ben sheish, he has to be above the age of 6, v'yadeh l'mimis palin. He just has to know that he's davening to Hashem, there's a God, that's good enough. Take an 8-year-old kid, he's in 3rd or 4th grade, 9 and him, you're good to go. Says the Nachab, v'loi nirin dvreim l'gedeli apayiskim. I don't think that's the accepted opinion. Who adin de'ev v'isha mitzarefin? Here he's rejecting that sheet of Abayinu Simcha, and he's saying, no, women can't join, children can't join, it's got to be full minyan of 10 adults. So clear from the Mechaber, nothing to talk about, you can never have a minyan with a katan. Now what is interesting is in Hilchas Zimun, the Mechaber paskins, you may take a child to the Zimun. Svaradim hold that two men and one child who understands what's going on is mitzaref l'minyan. Over here, he's not mitzaref l'minyan. So we're clearly seeing a difference between the 10 of Zimun and the 10 for Zimun is machlokes if it's derais or not. The question is if Zimun is considered a davish b'kedusha, or is it not the same level of a davish b'kedusha? So for Svaradim, it's not much of a discussion, but for us Ashkenazim, it's a very big discussion. Says the Ramah, even if he's holding on to a chumish, in the tzaifer, he can't join the minyan. Says the Ramah, but there are people that are meikel to be mitzaifer katan. This is probably the part of the shir that needs the most explanation. What constitutes a shas hadchak? So that's why when I brought many different shuvas over here to discuss this question, what would constitute a shas hadchak today that you would need to take a kid and be mitzaref l'minyan? The Ramah seems to be very clear. If it's a shas hadchak, you could do this. The question is, what really is considered a shas hadchak? So the Ramah would feel comfortable telling you to be samech on that opinion in the Rishayim.
Does the Ramah think he has to be holding a
chumash? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So after Mishnah Berurah number 14, Ayde chumash. Now here he's saying that it doesn't help a chumash. But when the Ramah says b'shas hadchak, what's the loimer? Afilu b'loy chumash. You don't even need a chumash for the Ramah's shas hadchak. Ukadasi yesh matir anal. So first rule is only one kid. So you got to make sure you have 9 adults because you can only get one kid in. You can't get more than that. Said the Levush, I never saw anyone be semich on this Ramah. Even shasat chak, whatever that is, we still don't use a katan. Today they are mitzarif, says the Mishnah Berurah. Back in Radin they were doing it with a chumash. Doesn't say anything about a sefer Torah. Sounds like a chumash. Umiu says Mr. Bur Davka the Shmaya Barchu Vikadish Shuchiv. You can only use it for Barchu and Kaddish, which is a Chiv. But if you just jump to number 11, Ava Kaddish Acharlein Lo Yemru, but not for the Kaddish Sha'acharlein.
When they talk about Chumash, they're talking about
Al Chumash. Oh, we'll get to it in a second. We'll see in a second if they mean Chumash Sefer Torah. We'll see later Achrayim. So if I just read simple Mechaba, Mishnah Berurah, I'd say, this doesn't sound like this has any validity today that we can actually use it. It seems too skeptical, not so reliable. So this was actually a very, very big point of argument from post the times of the Ramah till Adi Emazet, from various Achronim, always trying to dig up and say, well, maybe this case meets the criteria of Shasat Chak, to which the Ramah seems to have been making. So the Netziv and Neshev Davar, I tried to put it in some form of a chronological order of when they lived. So the Netziv was of the earlier 1800s. So then Netziv writes in the Tshuva, Asher Shelana Mimeni, Adas Achro B'tziv Katan Dvarim Shebikdusha. Someone asked me, do I feel comfortable being Mitzara for Katan for a Dvarim Shebikdusha? Neflesi, Echef Shelachri B'Dvarim Shekwa Nechlukwa Rishayim V'Achroini? Says Netziv, I can't get involved in such a heavy Shaila, such a big Machloikis, I'm not going to get involved. Man Dvar Hachidei Mishtabish, Man Dvar Hachidei Mishtabish. There's always someone to be saying, Mechon. Omdom! Says the Netziv, Yoyse Tov Shloi Lahanik Tziv Katan Ad Sheyigdol. I don't think it's a good idea. V'ye Ish, Kim Yunogu Ken Keishu Shasat Chak, Yenisha Ken Avkish Yigdov Ozlo Yeshasat Chak. Says this is a slippery road over here. What's going to happen? You start with this, and next thing you know, let's use it again. This is a very sensitive time when you're allowed to use it. He doesn't think you should use it. The Ein Lemetzade Mahader Amir Zon Shemidusha. So the person told the Netziv, but I feel guilty. I feel not right, not having a davar shebikdusha. So he told me a great line. Don't feel guilty. If this is not the right venue, if this is not the right time to say kaddish, you shouldn't be feeling guilty. You're not saying kaddish. You're not supposed to. If you only have 9 people in the shul, I know if it feels very, you know, wrong and you feel guilty not davening b'tzipa, but that's not what halacha says. So it says that if don't feel guilty, step away and feel very good about yourself. I'm doing what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want me to daven with a minion. It sounds very strange, but Dr. Netziv, that's the more proper thing to do. So the Netziv was clearly very hesitant, very not comfortable with this idea of the Rambam. Fast forward to a little bit later to the Marsham. The Marsham was the grandfather of Reb Shalom Shadron. They had the same name, Shadron. He was the grandfather of Reb Shalom Shadron. The Marsham lived in the mid to late 1800s. He died in 1911. So we're talking about a good chunk of the 1800s. He wrote a very famous paper called Das Torah in Shadron Shuvas Marsham. He's very known for many of his Tshuvas, but there's one that sticks out because I happen to be learning it now in the morning. He has a big kula about mezainis rolls. Any kashrus organization that sells mezainis rolls, they send me on this Marsham. The Marsham had a chiddush and a machaber that although you don't taste any difference between a mezainis roll and regular roll, but as long as there's more majority fruit juice than regular water, that's called mezainis rolls. A big chiddush from the Marsham. So those organizations that today sign off on mezainis rolls all hang their hat on Marsham. Rabbi Belsky didn't like it. A lot of people disagreed with him. But that's one of the very famous psakim from the Marsham. So the Marsham movie has a very interesting shaila that was presented to him. He writes in number 16. He says, "Sheilosa hayosh be yishuv shalahem zechafei shana hispalu beveiz gvirechot." You know, a basement minion. For 25 years, there was a basement minion in some wealthy guy's house. Okay, b'shmai harel whatever. B'chol Shabbos v'yom tov minion benusach svart. And they always would have nusach svart. They want to switch. We had this already before, right? They want to switch it. All of a sudden, one day they woke up, they decided, that's it. We're going to Ashkenaz. Okay, so what happened? And they don't let it daven out loud. They're trying to squash the nusach svarters. So they tell you, you want to daven out loud, you got to be quiet, you can't scream things out loud. It's affecting our davening. But the problem was, there wasn't enough nusach svart guys to make their own minion. They only had 9 and a kid. So the shayla to the Marsham was, is this enough of a reason to allow them to go 9 and a kid and make their own nusach svar minyan? That was the shayla presented to the Marsham. So he writes, "V'ulay la'asher imoim rak tisha anoshim ha'yotzim misham, v'rak ha'idei tziruf katan yeh asar, v'azeh shoyilim ha'shayim lifresh v'kuvah yiminyan l'chatkla idei tziruf katan." So again, the reason why I put down the shayla is because, would one call that a shasat chak? That's a shasat chak because you want your kids to daven nusach svard, and the nusach svard minion evaporated, so now you want to make a minion shasat chak. Is that what the Ramah meant, shasat chak? That's really what they were asking the Marsham. How to read the words of the Ramah, shasat chak. So he writes over here, first of all, Al-Kaponim, Gamadaz Mekidim, Kim Vishem Biyadenu Chumashim Begalila, Ein Lo Hakla Rakam Eiche Sefer Teri Biyadai. The Marsham learned that Chumash didn't mean a printed Chumash, it meant a Chumash that was written on cloth, proper like a Sefer Torah. Says the Marsham, we don't have that today. We only have it as a Sefer Torah. So first of all, you'd have to hold the Sefer Torah. That's rule number one. Then he says, if that's correct, we can answer up a very, very basic stira. Says the Marsham, there's a stira that the Ramah paskens in Shulchan Aruch by us that b'shas atchak you can be mitzaref a katan lezim letfila. Yet in Kuf Tzadi Tes and Ochazim, the Ramah says under no circumstances can you ever be mitzaref a katan to a zim. Frak the Marsham, what's the difference? Why are you willing to allow him by davening and you're not willing to allow it for a zim? What's the difference? Says the Marsham. I'll tell you very simple. The difference is he says because what type of shas atchak is there by zim? Oh, he says, because you have to have a Sefer Torah. Who's sitting down at a meal with a Sefer Torah? Bishlam in shul, you have the Sefer Torah in shul, so you can do it. So Dr. Masham, the Shita see that you need a Sefer Torah, it will never ever be relevant for a Zeman, unless you make a Sheva Brachas in the shul. So then it would be relevant. Aval tzayrich bechaz amazim shavarach kiyem bebeisei vadadei in the tato Sefer Torah. Ulevid lamakim sudo, l'chein en atzarfoi. Then he writes, the actual thing, he says, I'm not so sure. Bevadei me'aroi l'srachik l'far misham, v'aveshas atzarach mamish v'icholu l'tzarfoi. Because he said if it's going to affect the kids chinuch, the kids growing up and not allowed to daven the way they want, he thinks that's a shas atzarach. So the Masham defined shas atzarach is that the kids can't daven in a nusach that's their own. That's his definition of shas atzarach. The Marshag, the Marshag was Reb Shimon Greenfield. He was an Hungarian Pesach, right? The Marsham was a Ukrainian, and he was a Hungarian. He was a Talmud of the Maram Shek, the Marshag. He died much later. He died in 1930. So he has also a very interesting Shaila. He lived in Hungary, and he dealt with a lot of Shailas of World War I Shailas. He dealt with a lot of Aguna Shailas, and he dealt with a lot of Shailas of World War I. So he has an interesting Shaila. Number 17, he says, the Shaila is that because so many people were at war, the men were away, there wasn't enough for a minyan. And the truth is, these shailas come up in a much nicer way in the bungalow colonies. Right, we're getting close to the summer. Many times throughout the week, you don't have that many men around. So you'll have 9 men, and you'll have a kid. You'll have a 12-year-old kid who's around. So I guess that would be a nicer way of looking at the shaila. Could you be mitzarev? So you could technically drive to another. You know, some of these communities, the closer one might be a somewhat of a distance. You might not be a mukhid al pi alacha. You might not want to. It's nighttime. You don't want to start driving in the dark area. Can you take 9 men and a 12-year-old kid and have a minyan? I guess we just made the shayla relevant even in our days. So the Mashag was talking about an interesting shayla. Talking about war. He says, "Besibas ha-mulchama b'avinaseinu nismatu b'kihilos ha-noshim b'nei Yisrael." There's just not enough men around. "Im yesh lahati l'tzaref l'asar katam b'sevet ter b'yod." Shaydeza nikra edu. You can do everything. So he says, maybe that's considered a shas atchak. Okay, so that I hear a lot better than maybe the Masham's case. This is a shas atchak because you just there's not enough men in the town. You'll never have a minion. You have to wait till war ends. That could be forever. He writes, we don't know when war is going to end. That mamish means you will not have a minion in this community for who knows how long. So that's a big contrast to the Masham's Shaila that wasn't as extreme. Says the Marshag, he says, I'm not so comfortable, but he says, you know where I'm willing to give? By a yurt site. This also becomes very relevant. If you have some of these communities where they don't always get a minion together, but everyone knows yurt site, everyone piles into shul. Because Kaddish is very important. So Zok the Marshag, I'm willing to give you Kaddish to be Mitzarif HaKotin just to say Kaddish. He says, "Lachin efsher be yortzite yesh lahakel ma'bala yortzite mitzdayer." If the person is very upset by the fact that he can't say kaddish for his parent, yocholoy mekaddish avur ovi v'imay and iftarim v'shalzeh rotzel hakel atzmai elim ches biyode. So the most the mashag will give is kaddish, not davening, not laning, not baruch. He'll give a kaddish for a yortzite. He says, "V'gam biyortzite nearly directly in kaddish yesh lahakel shleilim ches biyode." He says, "Because what do you lose by a kaddish? There's no brachas l'batola." You're saying a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what do you have to lose? However, Chazor Shashat says, that I'm not willing to budge on. Well, Kriyas HaTorah has brachas to it. That he's not willing to go. So therefore, Paskins the Marshag, for a yard said I'm willing to go. But listen to his chiddush over here. He says, in the last group of lines, he says, because that's pshat in Shas Atchak. He says, "Mishum shehi shaslat chagod l'daiti lo yavizeh shaslat chag, kibish eibizeh shum hezik v'hefzid l'guf." He learns shaslat chag means something bad has to happen. Something detrimental has to happen. And I don't know where he knows this from. But he thinks that's what Shas Atchak is. So he says, Mitzdar, that's a shine of Shas Atchak. Now again, when you're dealing with...
Mitzdar on a whole davening, that's what
something. Right, so again, this is an interesting way of his reading of the Ramah. He says, "Dekivin shekol ikat v'lasel b'tzibu rak b'shul mitzis habayre, imkein, im b'chei gavno loy tziva habayre afili spal le'yosav loy klum, hu g'shem shem miskabal n'schar al-adri shekar," he borrows the term from the Netziv. And he says, no, he thinks the Shas Atchak would be a yard site. So at least according to the Mashah, you could be, again, I'm sure this happens in some of these communities that don't have a large group of people around.
Give you
He'll only give a kaddish. That's the most the Marshag would give, and that's a yard site when the guy's mitzvah. That's the Marshag's chiddush. It sounds like he wouldn't give it. The Aruch HaShulchan, just to round out the G'day Lachrein, the Aruch HaShulchan was in the Vardik. He thinks, says the Chashuk, we follow the Levush. Under no circumstance will we allow a cut in the Mitzvah Minyan. Basically, issue closed, nothing to talk about. So you have Masham, Mashag, and the Aruch HaShulchan. Now let's talk about Rav Moshe's tshuva.
But the Marshag, he was talking about the entire, let's say, Shachat.
No, the Marshag was, the Shaila presented was the whole davening. He said, in the whole davening, I'm not willing to sign off on. I'll just sign just for Kaddish for a yard site. Because that's going to cause tzar. Then there's the famous tshuva from Rav Moshe. Very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was asked the following Shaila. Now just keep the background. We so far saw the Masham's Shachat Chak. Then we saw the Mashag's Shasat Chak. Now let's see Rav Moshe's Shasat Chak. Someone sent the Shalat to Rav Moshe like this. Bedover, im yesh lahachsev Shasat Chak, b'im ha'idesh lo yitztarfu, it's a cut, l'minyan asar, l'tfilo, yesh locha sheiz batal ha'minyan chas v'shalom. The minyan will close down. Okay, so, now what type of place are we talking? We're talking about where there's one minyan in town, and if the one minyan closes, that's it? That, to me, was what the Mashag was talking about. Says Rav Moshe, no. Shezer Shasat Chak gomer. Av she yesh beis ha'knesses acher. He says, no, you're talking about tons of other minyanim, other shuls. Maybe you won't travel. Then he says, maybe people just won't daven in a minyan they're not familiar with. They know their shul, that's it. There's another shul 2 blocks down. I never stepped foot in there. That's the whole joke. You live in a place where there's shuls at every corner. You never even went to any of them. You only know your shul. So Rav Moshe is willing to accept the notion that this is amazing. Rav Moshe is willing to say that's a shasat chak. Because if I close my minyan, although I have 20 other minyan in my neighborhood, but I won't go. Because it's not my minyan. Says Rav Moshe, he says, it's going to be mevatel kriyas haTorah u'mekol amir davar shebekdusha. Va'af im yechu kumu beis haKnesses acher. Let's see, everyone will pick up and go to another shul. Says Rav Moshe, harei yisbatu melimut shiurim shalem beis haKnesses acher. What happens if this one shul happens to have all the shurim, and you don't want to go here in the other shurim in the other neighborhoods? That's it. This shul closes, the rabbi stops giving shurim, people stop learning Torah. Says Rav Moshe, "V'afim gam shom yeshurim l'lomit, halay mikol adam zaycha l'lomit." I don't like your style. I don't like what they're learning. So Rav Moshe is really bending over backwards, in my opinion. Again, this is very different than the Mashak's case, where we're talking about war and uncontrollable situation. Rav Moshe is saying, you just don't want to go to another shul that's down the block. Says Rav Moshe, "Ulechein." If you're not gonna, if people find out that there was no minyan in shul because we only had 9, says Rav Moshe, the kan uvade shasat chak. Rav Moshe thinks that's called shasat chak. That's a big chiddush. I would have assumed that that's not shasat chak. Shasat chak means you live in a community where there's one minyan, gendik, and if people find out and you have 10 Jews. Or 9 Jews. If people find that there's no minyan, the other 8 are not going to show up. That's Shasat Chag. Zot Yomayish, no, not true. Shasat Chag means if this minyan closes, it's going to have effect for the 10 people here. Zot Yomayish, that's Shasat Chag. Now, I photocopied more than I usually do just because to see how Rav Moshe did some gewaldig kloli hera. Rav Moshe writes, Ulechein, im rotzel tzarev b'shasat chag, kezeh katan echor, hau shuz biyodoi. Rav Moshe said, you could. He said it's better than the Mechaber 6 or 7. Rav Moshe said you should really try to find a kid who's like 12 who really understands what's going on. He's very, very close to Bar Mitzvah. Then he says, "V'avshe b'shasat chak yesh lismach l'tzarf akotin af b'loy chumish toiv shiye b'yodoy chumish b'glila v'kimish b'zmanenu leku chumashim ke'elu." Like the Masham pointed out, yesh litl l'sefer Torah. He should hold the sefer Torah. "V'avshe p'sula." Even though Sefer Torah is possible, the Gabi said, "Lot says he did minagam magen avram." It's good. Avo beishi yikra hakot and kriyash mavispal belachash. So Rav Moshe, what's the kid supposed to do during the evening? You're not supposed to hold things like that. So he says, "Also lechaz zevdo lechein tias Sefer Torah menachas al shulchan vakot niachas baatzei chayim." He should hold on to the atzei chayim, put it on the table, let him hold on to it. The gam kdiyishua om rashayim liyeshiv yeshiv. The other problem is that he's holding Sefer Torah. What about the people for sitting down? So he writes, "Toiv shasif v'toriv tiyem munachas al hashulchan v'akotin yamed etzloi." The cotton should spend the whole davening holding on to the atzei chayim. Zoi paskins Rav Moshe. It's based on a gemara where the gemara has a line that the aron can make up for the minyan. So the aron is the Torah, so somehow became the Torah. Yeah, so that's where it gets a little hard. But Rav Moshe has a gavaldik klole hero over here. Rav Moshe writes, "Avol ikar adin im rashay letzarf katan is machlokes rishonim back and forth." Says Rav Moshe, the ran that we started off with, that's only a derabbanan. So Rav Moshe thinks, oh, you have machlokes rishonim and a derabbanan, so you could be mekel. And then he gives you a whole list of gishmaka klole hero from Rav Moshe. He writes, we'll skip because we're short on time on the left side. He writes, first of all, it's machlokes rishonim on a matter of a derabban. He says, first of all, the mekilim are big people. Rav Haigoin, the Rif, the Balamor, Rabbi Chananel. Ach bekan haroiv him shesom sheinim tzav lchein. Av shurak mederabban yeshlif zay karab k'tiz v'ramo. Avol im kein. Ha b'shasat chak yeshlif mechadasi ochi b'sid rabban. It says Rav Moshe a rule that on a shasat chak, you have the right to be soymech on a das yochid if it's an issue of a derabban. He quotes that from Hanhagas or Issa v'heter, Ayin Taz, Avo kivin shuvah gets derabban, gam lashach, okay, b'zeh nira, the efshir shuvah chak, moidim d'shari, v'umetam di yishlismech adas ama'atim, you can use the minority opinion, b'shas chak, with the kosev rabban. So it's like Rav Moshe putting it all together. Rav Moshe felt very comfortable saying that if this meeting will close and that will have an impact on the people, you can take a Sefer Torah, even a Sefer Torah apostle, put it on the table, let the kid hold on to the Latzichai.
So it's even Moshe, if you have nine and a kid, just one particular day, otherwise you have a strong minion, they can't rely on
the Chayre not. This whole Rav Moshe is because if word gets out that you didn't have a minion one day, that's going to close the minion. If it's just one day and then the next day, business as usual, then the Chayre not. Correct. It sounds like from Rav Moshe it would only be a shasat chak if it's going to have a long impact. If it's not going to, meaning, or if you know that the people in this room, again, it's not clear. Let's say you know the people in this room are not going to another minyan. It's not happening. They're not going to. They all have biyachidus. Would that be enough for Rav Moshe to be moderate? I don't think it sounds like that from the tshuva.
For one day,
it doesn't sound like that. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes issue with this entire notion. He thinks that's not shasat chak. That's not what the Ramah meant. When he says shatzchak, he writes, "Ein letzarf kot laminyan klal." Af imayde bitl aminyan bepam azu yisbat laminyan oit pam acheres. Even if once a minyan will cause other times not to have minyan, that does not count. So the pshamim lam, that's not good enough. So what does count as shatzchak? So it's very hard to know exactly. The betzel achochma was the brother of the debet sina rav. So the betzel achochma was a rav in Melbourne. He was a rav in Melbourne for a good amount of years, and from after the war till the 70s, 80s, then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he became, I think, head of the Eitach HaRedus for a while. But he was Rav in Australia for many years. Most of his tshuvas, a lot of his tshuvas discussed these types of shailas because of the other side of the world, because he lived in Australia. He talks a lot about Bechasilona shailas when you live on the other side of the world and other shailas. So he also was a shaila. Someone asked him, his shaila was to me almost a pella. Someone asked him the following shaila. They have a hard time getting a mincha ma'ariv minyan in the winter. Like every shul does in the winter, because people work. So they asked him, it's hard for us to get a mincha ma'ariv minyan. Not, you know, shachris, you know, main minyan. A mincha ma'ariv. Now, how many shuls don't have mincha ma'arivs in the winter at all? And they do great. They have a packed Shabbos, and they have a packed in the shachris. Mincha ma'ariv, they can't get. Right, it's very difficult in the winter to get. Most people are working, they can't stop. So the shaila presented to the Betzalel Chachma was, in their city, they couldn't get a mincha ma'ariv minyan in the winter. So I would have said, get over it, you know, no. So be happy you have Shachris and Shabbos. So they asked him, what can you do? They say, but we can get 9 and a kid. Are we allowed to be mitzvah of 9 to a kid? So he writes, no. He says, you have a Shachris minion that's very, very successful. You have a minion. Then he tells, you know you should do? You should force the community to have a rotation of one guy come and take off from work and come to join the minion. That was the Betzalel Chachma's suggestion. So he sees absolutely under no circumstance would that be a reliable reason. And he says, what does he think a Shasat Chak is? If you just quickly look at the left side, he says, what's Shasat Chak? Shasat Chak means the Be'ezah Malkim Shenoigin Kim Yom Kadmoinim Yesh Lamal Nilismach. Shasat Chak means that people are already doing it, and now you have to be post-factor, you have to explain it. That's Shasat Chak. Again, I don't know, not sure. But that's what he thinks Shasat Chak is. Therefore, he says that he doesn't see that would be considered Shasat Chak. Rabbi Yaakov Breish happens to be in the camp of Rav Moshe, where he thinks that if you're going to be in the spot of the minyan, that would be considered Shasat Chak. So it's definitely not a complete rejection of the possibility of being Mitzarev Kotel Minyan, but you have to really ask yourself, honestly, does this fit Shasat Chak? For Svardim, it's not even a starter. Because the Mechaber says you can never be mitzarf. So Rebbe Vadya Yakut Yosef writes in Mefurish, for Svardim, you have to leave the minyan. Interesting. If a Sephardi is at an Ashkenazi minyan and he's looking around and he sees there's 8, 9 in a cut, and he has to leave. Ashkenazi, maybe we have Kibisaymechan. We can be Saymechan Bediev, but for Sephardi, nothing to talk about. So we didn't talk about the other case. Maybe a different week we'll talk about sleeping people and not religious Jews. But for next week, we'll try to discuss something related to the Yom Tov Shuas. Maybe we'll talk about Milchik.